about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Can we have everyone's attention, please? This will only take a moment, and it will not be repeated.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
How many shrimps do you have to eat before you make your skin turn pink? Eat too much and you'll get sick. Shrimps are pretty rich.
As I stand before you today, I see the greatest president in history. Of course he is. He was chosen by God.
His hands are so small.
And now.
Well, everybody loves you. How do you feel about doing morning radio tomorrow?
Really? Just me?
Yes. We need somebody with the gift of gab, and that's you.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new show. It's Thursday morning, the 20th of February.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
You know, just chilling, relaxing. Maxon.
I feel like anything I say now will be a letdown compared
really,
to LL Cool J over there.
You need to rhyme.
No, everything's good, man. Just living life. Had a debate last night that I watched on television.
Oh, how could you watch that?
I watched it, too.
What
it was
a nightmare.
My second ever debate to watch.
It was real knives out. It felt very very aggressive.
Yeah, I saw murder on stage.
Yeah.
I watched just like 5-10 minutes of it.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
all you needed.
Really, it's just each one of them will, if the three of us are in a debate, I'll go, Jensen says, and then I'll just exaggerate or say something wrong,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll just say it like it's a fact.
Yes.
And then you go crazy, and you have to get in and yell back.
Yes.
And that's what they do the whole time.
That
Why
is
would you watch
that's
that?
Technically the definition of a debate, but yes.
Mm.
I
mean, in a debate, you don't necessarily have to tell lies about your opponent.
Well, I think
you
some of it wasn't lies. I mean, I think there were truths and exaggerations. But it did have a lot of rap battle feeling to it at times. But yes, did that and then basically relaxed and hung out last night, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Went to bed a little too late.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
no.
8:05?
Went to bed at 9:35.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm on edge today. I'm not
Everybody
fully,
be warned.
Yeah, I'm not fully rested.
Mm-hmm.
I need a little bit of work.
Okay.
So I'll be sleeping in our breaks.
All
okay,
right.
good. Excellent.
What about you, Kevin?
I watched a tiny bit of debate. I couldn't. I just couldn't take it.
It's not for you.
It's not
it really
chill.
Isn't.
It's not chill.
It just is. I don't know. I just feel like no one's telling the truth. And it's like, okay, well, I don't need to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like no one's telling the truth. I think that's it.
That's not true.
It feels. I said it
there
feels.
Are,
yeah.
There are some truths.
Some,
over
but
the
they're
night.
Hidden in there.
It's hour. It's like an hour and 30 minutes.
It's like a needle in a haystack. Oh, there's a truth.
Okay.
Kevin thinks they're like,
I'm
and
just
then
saying.
I'm bringing back dinosaurs.
Right.
Like, this thinks
that's
people
what they
are
do.
Just straight up lying the whole night.
I do. I think they lie the
Listen,
entire time.
Politics is filled with lies. He was right about that.
Destiny is back.
Power 106, board up, Destiny.
All right.
She was so strong, right? It was like, it was just her and I.
Uh-huh.
We were the only ones who weren't sick. And then next thing you know, we get an email that says, I'm sick, I'm not coming in.
Yeah, I got food poisoning.
So, nothing to do with.
Nothing to do with,
no.
with the flu?
No,
not No, what a miracle.
But I think it was like maybe creeping. Like,
yeah,
right.
It was creeping
I finally
on
got
her.
You.
Yeah, and then her body was like, listen, you're depleted. Now I'm going to give you a fever. Yeah, I think whatever.
You think it's
and
a combo, like a tag team?
You guys, I don't want to say this, mm-hmm. but
you think she's still sick?
No, I know.
Okay.
I know the food that was the culprit.
Oh,
and it is disturbing.
What? Really?
Yeah.
What food was?
Like you think to yourself, what's one of the grossest foods you can get food poisoning from?
Oh.
She nailed it.
Well, what is it?
She won't hear us. Tell us what it is.
Egg salad, you guys.
Oh,
imagine that coming
from
back over and look, over.
Looks the same.
Did you get it from Safeway?
No.
Where did you
what?
Go?
Did you get it from like a Chevron?
Like a did you check
it from a Shell gas station?
Did you
Where'd
check
you get
the
your
date?
Salad?
Did you check the date on it?
That I didn't check.
Oh,
I just
by the way, always check an egg salad
what an
date.
Amateur.
Oh my god! If I was an egg salad company, my company name would be the expiration date. Make sure everyone knows an egg salad is not expiring
you
soon.
You have to keep like changing that.
Yeah, though, I know. Trademark. I know. Hard for website.
Yeah.
In my defense, I trust where I got it from. So that's why I
you love
didn't
that
check
Chevron. That's where you fill up.
Chevron.
you love that asphalt near your house that you find food on every once in a while?
That's gross.
Do you feel better, though?
Yeah. Okay. I feel a little skinny, so that's cool.
That is cool. That's the best part about
that's
getting...
That's not the way you want to get lose weight, though.
It helps, though. Yeah.
Okay. No, okay. You're
just
fine with it.
Tell me off air where you got it, because I'm going to head there after work.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool. Can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
Will you be eating egg salad again?
Probably not
ever.
Not for a while.
Sometimes that puts me off food forever.
That happened before with a certain burger place.
Right.
Oh. And I didn't eat there for 2 years.
One time I got food poisoning from sushi, and I've been eating it since I was like a kid. And I didn't eat it again for like 8 months. And then I went, you know what? I love sushi. What am I doing? Yeah. But it,
and then you got food poisoning again. That would have been awesome.
I should stop making my own sushi.
Oh.
I'm sad for you, Destiny. I feel.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to be back, though.
We're glad to have you.
Glad to have you. We missed you.
All right, let's talk about the show today, shall we?
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
I don't watch the Wendy Williams show regularly.
Oh, you're missing out.
I feel like maybe I should be.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, good question. I'm not positive about
that. I was
so
connected with her last night. She's my little idol. She's so poor. I mean, she's so great. It's hard to explain. She's right in the middle. She's either the worst person in the world or the greatest. I can't tell, but
I lean toward worse.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I did find a pattern that she does on her show, and I've pulled clips.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So we'll go through them and see her. She's hugely successful, by the way.
Yes, massive. And it blows my mind.
Same. I can't understand it either. Who's the dick on the show today?
Mm-hmm.
A new feature called Explain Yourself, based on her social media.
Mm.
We have Petros Papadakis to take a look at the second half of the season in the NBA.
Great.
Two great teams that seem to be on a collision course.
Yeah, here in our city.
Love that very much. And you lied on a resume as well this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. Latest from Group Love called The Leader.
Mm-hmm.
The Leader.
Meter.
Yes.
Feeder.
The Leader.
Okay.
Right.
A lot of rhyming in that song.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Time to take a look at what's happening.
Allie, what's happening?
Well, what's happening is it's very early and you deserve something. You deserve something great. Maybe you're heading to work. You work early. Maybe you're just rolling out of bed. Maybe you're walking home and you got your earbuds in. You had a late night. Maybe you're doing the walk of shame reel.
A whole lot of options.
Wow. A lot of options for what you might be. There's not a lot of stories today.
Okay.
So I'm going to
drag it out.
Going to be stalling a lot. But I do have something wonderful to give you because there is a new show coming out starring Al Pacino, of all people. It is Hunters. It's an original Amazon original series. It's original twice.
Wow.
That's
right.
How you know.
So original.
That's how you know it's good when
it's not
original
based on anything.
Twice. No. Executive produced by Jordan Peele, you guys.
Yay!
All right.
That kid loves it. Multiply that kid by everyone in this room, and you've got a huge show. Hunters is a story about a young man, played by Logan Lerman, joins a ragtag group of Nazi hunters who track down conspiring Nazis. Meanwhile, an FBI agent works to uncover it all. So that is the thing. Nope, again.
Oh, better.
Thank you.
Is it?
Yeah, better than
well,
the first
then
time.
Yesterday.
Yeah. That's what he said. Yesterday he said hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha.
It's like, whoa, no,
hoo-ha.
No.
Hoo-ha.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Not bad.
Better.
Not bad.
Thank
okay.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I wouldn't go that high.
Kevin, why don't you show us how it's done?
Hoo-ha.
Yeah, that is better.
I mean,
I admit it.
Al Pacino's in the ring.
It's better.
It's phenomenal. Here's the thing. You're going to get to see Hunters at a fan screening, but it's also an immersive experience. What do you mean by immersive, lady? Well, you get to watch the first episode of the series in a fully decked out 70s grindhouse theater, followed by an immersive 70s block party takeover and an after party at the Highland Park Bowl. You're going to get 70s entertainment, New York pizza, cocktails, bowling, music, and more.
I think it sounds fun.
It's too much, but it's because we love you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want a pair of exclusive passes to the Amazon Prime Video Hunters fan screening, and immersive experience on opening night, which is tonight in Los Angeles, hosted by our own Nicole Alvarez. Give a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take the first 5 callers, and you will win a pair of exclusive passes to the Amazon Prime Video Hunters fan screening, an immersive experience. That guy won't be there.
He will.
He will?
I don't think he will be.
Oh, then he won't be there. Never mind.
By the way, that show comes out February 21st. So I'm
that would
in
be tomorrow
at midnight.
Yeah.
So
right.
I'll be waiting.
Right.
At midnight.
Maybe catch up on it over the weekend.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you got time. Yeah. It's not going anywhere.
Right.
Okay.
Plus you have a job, you know.
What?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jensen mentioned the other day that he's now a TikToker.
Well,
I mean, you said you're all up on TikTok.
You did say that.
I downloaded it. I haven't posted any videos myself. My wife has put up two.
Okay.
One of us.
Yeah.
And then one of the dog.
Okay.
But do I enjoy watching kids on TikTok right now? Sure.
Okay. And is it mostly songs and dances and little comedy sketches?
It's almost exclusively that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there is anything else you can do on the...
All right.
But, I mean, there's some very cute stuff going on over there.
I will say this. My friend has a 11-year-old daughter, and she has a TikTok. So my friend, being smart, made a fake TikTok.
Yeah,
to watch her daughter's TikToks. She texted me... And
she's doing cocaine.
No, she texted me other girls in the school's TikToks. Oh my God, I would be grounded for life with the stuff that these little girls are doing on TikTok.
Mostly, I've seen very innocent stuff. So I'm shocked. Yeah.
Oh no.
I thought it was kind of wholesome fun.
No, it's some bad stuff. Mm. Parents,
can you have your friend text Jensen that stuff?
Yes, I absolutely will.
Please, not on my phone.
Danielle's like, "What are all these little girl videos? What are you doing?"
Oh my God! Call the FBI.
Listen. I'm all about, you know, letting your kid learn from their mistakes. But if I had kids, damn right I'd be spying on them 24/7. Hell yeah.
I am nothing without my following.
I would be my kids like 40 followers, all like fake accounts that are just me.
I just had 40 people follow me.
Well, the reason I bring up TikTok is because yesterday they introduced a new parental control feature. But it's not where you can make your kids stop posting awful things. What? It's called Family Safe Mode. It lets parents set daily time limits for their children on TikTok.
So they can put horrible crap out only a certain amount of time a day.
Just between 4 and 5. But it does also limit or turn off direct messages and restrict certain content that might not be appropriate for all ages. So
stop reporting me, bro.
Right?
Right now, it's only available in certain European countries. So hurry up on the U.S. We are a mess.
Yeah, I will tell you as a TikToker.
You just said you weren't a minute ago.
I'm owning it now.
Okay.
They're my people.
All right.
The things the kids do with the dances and like they're matching up like audio for their quotes and stuff, I can't imagine it ever taking less than like 6-7 hours.
Oh, yeah.
It looks so
time-consuming. Yeah.
And you know that they're doing it in like 3 minutes
on
their phone.
I know, but it does seem like it's so long.
How's the boomer conversation we're having right now? Pretty cool.
I don't know, man. I'm 40, and TikTok makes me feel like I'm 80. It's the one app where I'm like, ugh, I'm so old.
Yeah, there will be a new app in about six months that makes TikTok.
Now you
obsolete.
Sound like a boomer, yeah.
What? There'll be something else coming out that'll make TikTok feel like old times. We really did just talk about spying on our children.
Yes.
And how long it would take us to edit something simple.
It's not that simple. All right.
Come on over here and show
Seems
me how
simple.
To do this. It's just so sad.
That's not good.
Guys, there's some great birthdays today.
Okay.
Chelsea Peretti, Rihanna, Trevor Noah,
all right.
Miles Teller, Cindy Crawford, and a man that called me the C word, Charles Barkley. And that's what's happening.
All right, it's time for Who's the Dick?
Stop. Everyone stop looking at me and pointing.
Who's the dick?
Guys, stop pointing at me.
Yes, Jensen.
When you have an eight-month-old, you make...
Jensen!
Hold on. Okay. That's not what we're even talking about yet. When you have an eight-month-old, you make even the smallest daily chores into something very important because you can only get out of the house or get away for a little bit of time.
Right.
So Danielle and I, my wife, we make going to get our coffees for the day a very large... You know, that's like a field trip. It's a field trip.
It's a field trip.
Yeah,
okay.
we really Enjoy it.
You just make sure Adler's asleep and then you run.
No, no, we haven't.
I think they bring him.
We have a nanny.
Or we bring him.
Okay. Right.
All right.
And we really, you know, it's a big deal.
Sure.
Down the time. See you at that time. We make a real date out of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we find ourselves now in a situation where we both have different drink orders, right?
Her
order is a blended from Coffee Bean.
Okay.
I have become slightly obsessed with the mango dragon fruit refresher, which is like an iced tea. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
From Starbucks.
Okay.
Okay.
So which one of you changes?
We don't. We now do two stops.
Okay.
Now, here's my issue. The way that it happens, she gets her coffee bean first 90% of the time, and then we end up at the Starbucks.
Starbucks, yeah.
Okay.
And I say, because we're hanging out, we don't have a whole lot of time to be a couple without the Amazon. I want her to come in with me, and there's usually a line and blah, blah, blah. And she'll go, no, I'm not going in with the coffee bean. Like, I don't want to go into the Starbucks drinking a coffee
bean. Can she not find anything at Starbucks that's...
Well, she likes her drink.
The same?
No, they don't have a blended.
Okay.
They don't have this.
Right.
That's like a coffee bean exclusive. So basically, I force Danielle to go in and have the competition's drink in front of an entire line and the employees at Starbucks. And I tell you, for reals, the workers hate us for it. 100%.
So you get the stank eye from people behind the counter because you're bringing in the...
It's
opposition's
like,
drink.
And also because she's a celebrity, I think. So it's like, oh, that's very cool that Topanga from Boy Meets World comes in here all the time and just holds our competition's drink.
Yeah.
Like, people are definitely like, weird, that girl's here. Oh, she's drinking the other people's coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that people...
Do they know it's because you make her come in?
No, I don't give them that information.
Okay. Yeah.
Instead, I let them just think she's a real a-hole.
Okay, do they know...
Gosh.
Yeah.
Do they know that hers is something that they don't make?
Yes. Everyone knows the blended.
No, but can they tell that she has that?
Starbucks has a blended.
Not like the same. Come on. Coffee Bean's main thing is their blended. That's their main drink. And it's not like the cup is a Dixie cup. It clearly says their name all over it.
And it's a clear cup.
Yes.
And you could see what's inside.
And it says their logo. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So she goes inside and she's holding it and we get the stink eye. And every time they assume... that Danielle Fishel's walking in advertising for their competition. I mean, could you imagine, perfect comparison, walking into McDonald's, sitting down, eating Jack in the Box?
No, that would be weird.
No, because it's a dick move. It's a dick move, period.
Is it, though?
It totally is. Jensen, if we were having an event.
Yes.
Kevin and in the morning.
Yes.
Dang
wow.
It.
Very close. Very close.
Ooh.
Very close.
A Kevin in the morning event.
Yes.
And somebody came wearing a competition's morning show shirt.
Sure, like a see-through Nick Cannon t-shirt.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Sure.
You'd be like, what a dick. Like, why would they even do that? You're trying to
but
get
I'm
a
not.
Rise out of
I'm
somebody.
Really not. That's not the truth. I really, like, I when
but
Clipper,
how
games,
they
Clipper
inter-
games, when the Clippers play other teams, like Memphis or whatever, people wear Lakers jerseys, and I'm always like, ugh, that's so stupid. Why would you do that? That seems dumb. I don't think this is the same, because I'm not trying to support a fandom. I'm not walking into Starbucks saying, like, Coffee Bean is better. I'm actually the one ordering Starbucks. I'm the reason we're there.
No, what you're doing is you're throwing your wife under the bus and you're trying to get accolades from Starbucks.
I am not. I'm saying is that I want to go there. I want to be with my wife.
Right.
My wife.
And is that 2 minutes necessary for her to walk in with
you? It's definitely not 2 minutes.
What if she sat at one of the tables outside? And then you came outside and then you spent time together.
Sure. If I have to change my entire life because I'm too nervous to hold another coffee in a coffee place.
It's not about you. It's her doing it.
What if
you're making her do
it. Okay. How about this? I'll give the Jack in the Box McDonald's suggestion again.
Okay.
We go there, but my wife wants Jack in the Box. So I come in with just a McDonald's cup because I had McDonald's earlier. I don't bring in my burger or anything. I'm just sort of chilling out.
It's not the same because it would be bringing in your burger. That
because that's what they sell.
Because that's the main thing they sell.
But good try. I mean, you are not.
I mean,
doing
honestly,
great
I was. I was the Bloomberg in
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh no. Jensen's a dick. Dick. Dick.
I feel like we have rules.
Jensen's a big giant dick. Jensen's a dick. Dick, dick, Jensen's a dick, dick. dick, dick. Jensen's a dick, dick, dick. Jensen, you're a big
okay,
dick.
Okay, we get it.
Jensen's a dick, dick,
right.
Dick, dick.
Everyone knows
dick.
Now, right?
Jensen, you are a dick, dick. Dickety, dick, 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 dick.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay. Jensen, yeah. You're a giant dick.
Yeah.
Jensen, Jensen, Jensen,
yep,
you're
no.
A giant dick.
Absolutely.
Dick.
Okay.
Jensen, 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 you're a giant dick.
Dick.
Jensen,
we
Jensen, Jensen, you're a giant dick.
We have
Jensen,
commercials, right?
You're a giant.
Not let it.
They're all timed, right?
Dick. Let it play.
Dickity dick.
I know the
I
ratings go till the 30, right?
Much of a dick.
Let it run.
Jensen, you're a big dick. A giant, huge, big dick.
Okay.
Such a dick.
Okay.
What a dick. A giant, big dick.
Right. Right. Well, now I know what I have to do. I have to buy my wife a thermos.
Assistant producer Christine started something on Instagram that I like very much called Explain Yourself. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do it now in real life. So I have a tweet from Allie.
Oh.
And I'm going to ask her to explain herself.
And that's okay. Because sometimes on social media, you're not able to explain your entire
right.
Reasoning mm-hmm. or motivation. And it just looks weird to other people.
Okay.
And so this is where we get to sort of go into detail about why you're such a weirdo.
I just realized, this is Allie's tweet, I just realized that Holiday Road from National Lampoon's Vacation is by Lindsay Buckingham. And I'm going to need to lay down.
Yeah.
By the way, that song is a bop.
It's a bop. Let's actually play a clip for those who don't know.
That's Lindsay Buckingham?
Okay. First of all, I got so much response to this from people that were either A, disappointed in me, or B, wondered who I thought it was because they always thought it was someone else, too.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Clearly everyone thinks it's one.
Clearly everyone thinks it's Kenny Loggins.
There's a lot of reasons.
Will you let
Please
me
tell it,
actually
tell
it?
Say it. I want to hear what your
Good
reasoning
Lord.
Is. But because this is very exciting for me because I felt the same way.
Oh, my God.
Hit it.
Yeah.
Lindsay Buckingham, of course, from Fleetwood Mac.
Right.
That's how I know him. Kenny Loggins, I know him as the guy that does Caddyshack songs, the guy that does songs for funny movies, the guy that does the volleyball scene.
Sure.
Like, he does those songs. I never realized that it could possibly be Lindsay Buckingham because it doesn't sound like Lindsay Buckingham. It sounds like Kenny Loggins. I think it's Kenny Loggins. Still.
Wait. Yeah. You still think it's Kenny
no,
Loggins?
No, I know it's Lindsay Buckingham because I looked it up and it really freaked me out. But it sounds just like Kenny Loggins.
It really does.
Yeah,
actually.
Right?
It really does.
Playing with the Boys. I didn't even know Playing with the
Kenny
Boys
Loggins.
Was Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
I thought
oh,
you were going to say it's Lindsay Buckingham.
I didn't know that at
yes.
all. Oh, I knew Danger Zone clearly.
Yes.
Yeah, Danger Zone and the Caddyshack when he's like doing
right?
the little move.
And Holiday Road.
Yeah, thank you.
I will say the only
Kenny
reason
Loggins.
I know it's Lindsay Buckingham is because when Lindsay Buckingham was on the SNL sketch, the
Bill
Keenan,
Hader.
Yeah, when he would do the Keenan thing, I looked him up being like, is he really, like, other than Fleetwood Mac, what would he have done?
Yeah. Holiday Road.
Holiday Road.
Vacation.
Holiday Road. Hit it.
This does not sound like Lindsay Buckingham.
No, it sounds like Kenny Loggins.
Yes. Wow.
It shocked me. And
this
quite
S
frankly,
is a bop, though.
It changed my life, and I haven't been
Did
the
it
same
change your
since
life?
February
wow.
7th. Yeah, I do. It's the day my life changed. Yeah.
2-7. Never forget.
2-7.
Never forget.
2-7-2020. I just got the tattoo last week.
Never forget.
Yeah, never forget.
Please.
Jensen.
Yeah.
Let's move on to you, because you put something on Instagram that I was like, what is wrong with this boy?
Okay.
It's just you in front of a poster for Peter Rabbit 2 looking
right.
concerned.
That was strange.
Maybe a little disappointed. And you wrote, this was a very difficult way to find out they didn't ask back the rapping bird.
Yeah. I was the rapping bird in the first Peter Rabbit movie.
What?
And I never really talked about it.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Can we pull a clip?
I don't know.
Okay.
Did you see it?
No, well, yeah, we did see it.
Okay.
Here's what happened. This mm-hmm. is a very weird story. The song is Fort Minor, the...
Okay.
Remember the name?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the Mike Shinoda
Mike Shinoda,
thing.
Yeah.
So they were going to have Mike Shinoda do it.
Uh-huh.
And timing-wise, it fell into when Chester had passed away.
Mm.
And so he had written, like, Remember the Name, but for birds...
No, oh yeah, no. Stop.
He already wrote that?
Yeah, he had written it. Oh, it was like God. It was like birds in the sky or, you know, like, remember the name. I don't know. I forget it now. But it was something along the lines of like, we're migrating the south or whatever. I don't know, whatever birds do. And Mike Shinoda was like, I'm unable to do this, but I do have a friend who can do my voice pretty well.
Okay.
And he was like, you got to call Jensen.
So you did the rap in Peter Rabbit.
Yeah, the birds. And he said, Muggs says he has it? Muggs has it.
Oh, what?
Excellent.
Great. Muggs says he has it.
What are the chances of that?
All right. And I'll tell you.
Prepared his troops for.
Yeah, this is it. I'll tell you.
Battle.
All right, let's listen. Good working, Muggs.
Why are you kids walking so?
That's me.
That's you?
No, no.
And that is how you here sneak up on someone.
That's Gordon. Yeah. Here I come, yeah. That's me too, but.
They don't need their name known forever. They just want to be really young. Mr. McGregor, they're feeling the pressure. Tired of running around feeling frightened.
Okay, now stop it.
They
wow!
Yes.
Okay, so I'll tell you the story. So here's the story. So I go in and do it, and there's a bunch of people. And
you sound like him a lot.
The director is on the phone. And so I'm rapping and he's hearing me do it and I'm doing Mike's voice.
Uh-huh.
I'm literally doing Mike's voice.
Right.
And they go, and they keep giving me notes over and over again. They keep going deeper, change it. And eventually I went, you don't want Mike's voice because I'm doing Mike's voice. And they go, well, yeah, we want it to be deeper and sound more like a rapper, which I assume is weird context of saying
very,
black guy. Yeah.
Very
it's very, yeah. Yes. We were about 2 minutes away from saying the word urban.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I eventually said, you know, I'm not going to do that voice. Like, I'm not like I don't watch rap and then mimic the voice. Like,
right.
I'm doing Mike because he's a friend of mine. But normally I sound like Kermit.
Right.
Like, so and then they were like, OK, cool. And you could tell they were trying to get me out.
So they could get to the autotune?
Yeah, or like have someone do the voice under my voice. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
crazy.
They were just trying to get me out of the studio. And so I was like, okay. And then when the movie came out, it clearly doesn't sound like me.
How do we know it was you?
Well, here, listen again. Here's Muggs playing.
They don't need their name known forever. They just want to be really young. Mr. McGregor, they're feeling the pressure.
And it's someone doing, like, pressure.
Despite the fact that B somehow thinks that she likes him, but they know the code.
Are you in
it's
the credits?
Not about the salary.
Yeah.
Okay, so
this is like a thank you or something, but yeah.
Oh.
I don't think they have anyone. It's basically Shinoda is considered the voice of it, but
so Shinoda got paid.
Oh, we all got paid. I mean, I feel good about that.
Wow.
No, I got paid to be the bird. I'm not mad about that.
Okay.
But so you're posing in front of the sequel.
Clearly, they didn't even want me in the first one.
Right.
So I was laughing that they didn't put me in the second one. But I mean, they couldn't have kicked me out of the studio quicker. They were sort of like, so yeah, man, really cool, really cool. And then they said to stop saying the ERs at the end. Because I would be like, you know, under pressure or whatever. And they were like, can you say a pressure? And I was like, oh, this is not the room I want to be in.
Oh, wow.
Again, you guys know it's a bird, right? All right, Kevin, you have some.
It's an urban bird, though.
It's an urban bird. I was like, God, why don't you just say it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And this is involving the show recently.
Yes.
This was based on our Never Have I Ever segment, which was a viral thing going on the internet. List a bunch of things like, you know, Never Have I Ever Skydove or whatever. Skydived?
I think it's skydived.
Skydiven.
Skydove to me.
Skydiven. Good.
You wrote, never have I ever, one, gotten a tattoo.
Right.
Two, gotten pierced.
Right.
Three, gone skydiving. So those were your answers, basically.
Right.
Okay. And then in Gone Skydiving, which was something you exposed, saw guys shoot not open and die when I was a kid. So you told
I was maybe 10?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
the guy's chute didn't open.
Yeah.
And he just went, boom, and hit the ground.
Grand opening of a place.
In front of you.
Oh.
It was so troubling that I've never wanted to go skydiving. I just, every single time people say it's safe, I go, saw a dude die.
Right.
Yeah.
And now you would think that's the thing I need him to explain.
Yeah, yes.
That's
it's
enough.
Not. Because underneath that, something he hadn't told us. Also, the first time I was on TV, I was walking behind the reporter covering the accident.
Yeah, there was a reporter that came out. And
real traumatized, Kevin.
And there was a reporter going, yeah, the chute didn't open. And then I was just walking behind. And then I walked back behind again. I wasn't waving. I was just
Did you yell Baba Booey at the top of your lungs?
No, but my mom was watching the newscast. And she knew that I was over there.
Oh,
and she's
no.
like, why were you walking back and forth?
Did you then realize you were such a dick? So you're like, I don't even remember doing it, Mom. I was so upset.
No, I never lied to my mom. she just knew I was an idiot. That's all it was. I was traumatized for about 12 minutes until they started doing the news.
You saw a man plummet to the earth, and then you're like, how can I get on the newscast?
Unfortunately, yes, I did. Just got this from the King of Mexico, just tweeted, hey, Paramamor. Misery business. Continue on.
I've never been happier about a typo.
It's so funny that I get to watch somebody else misspell things. It's an exciting time.
Leaving it.
Keep it.
Honestly, Conspiracy Alley has entered the chat.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Paramore has probably blocked him.
Right.
Oh,
so he has to just at different groups.
Interesting. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All
right. Dave, has Paramore blocked you?
They have not. We're still friends.
Haley personally, though.
We're right, blocked. We're still friends.
Mm-hmm. That's
cute. Do they follow you?
No.
Define friends.
I like them, and that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right.
Good. That's it.
Do you guys remember after Paramore played our acoustic Christmas, and it was the one that I was, not acoustic Christmas, Weenie Roast.
Yeah.
I was a little bit buzzed at that one.
Yes.
But I wound up apologizing to Paramore for Dave. And they're like, it's cool. I mean, it's really weird, but it's cool. And I was like, yeah, that's cool.
Mm.
Dave, that didn't happen. He'd be so mortified.
He would be.
Don't worry. Paramore still knows you're friends. Mm-hmm. What? Guys, we've talked about this. A hologram tour. Would we ever go see it? Maybe just for the oddity of it, but
I think for a whole show, I think no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very weird. Well, the Whitney Houston hologram tour kicks off in Sheffield in the UK on February 25th, but they were doing a little preview on one of the morning shows there. The morning show this morning, showing fans what they can expect on the upcoming tour. One of the hosts said that it felt like Whitney was right in the room with them, but the viewers were singing a different tune, using words like spooky, unsettling, gave me the creeps, disrespectful, wrong, weird, odd, very, very sad. So I feel like maybe it's not quite getting the kudos that they thought it would.
No way. No way.
But you're right, Kevin. I think a whole show of a hologram is crazy. If it was like one or two songs,
it was
cool, like
Coachella with
Tupac.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that was a song or two, and then they ended and it, and then it kept going.
The first time we saw the technology.
Yes, it was the first time. Yeah.
I do have a clip from the song if you want to hear
it. Oh, yeah, please.
Okay, here it is. Barack goes taco. Barack goes taco.
Barack goes taco. Tastes the change. That's Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's not Clownbits?
Oh.
It's Clownbiss, right?
That is Clownbiss.
Clownbiss.
Damn it.
Okay.
We need to get Clownbiss back.
Yes.
Agreed. We need him back in our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does Baracko's Tacos. That's a great tune. He does so many Christmas songs. Don't be a bitch at this Christmas or whatever it is. Who cares what it is? It's fantastic. But I'm sure he's got new stuff all the time in that Clownbiss noggin.
Sure.
He's a genius.
He really is.
We'll reach out.
I miss Clownbiss. We need more Clownbiss in
our
life.
I agree.
Remember when he came in?
Yeah,
it's pretty
full
weird.
Full makeup. He
full clown.
There's
clown
nothing else.
Full clown and full Elvis. Yes, both.
I don't think people understand. He's Clownbiss.
Right.
A clown Elvis.
Yes.
Correct. Yes.
It's the bop. It's wonderful.
He the man.
Guys, the live action Mulan
looks great.
Looks great. Just got the rare PG-13 rating.
Oh, for violence?
Yes, sequences of violence. Mm. That makes it the first Disney live-action remake of an animated classic to get a rating above PG. And it's the first title from Disney's live-action studio to receive PG-13 since Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Lies, or Tales. Tales. Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Take your choice.
Well, they couldn't really tell lies either because they're dead, but definitely no tales.
Right.
So since 2017. This is kind of a big deal, you guys.
This looks great.
Yeah. She's all like flying through the air, all Mulan. Yeah.
That is exactly how it goes.
Mm-hmm. It's how it's going to go.
Yeah.
It's how it's going to go. I'm excited.
I need to learn martial arts where you can fly. I feel like that'd be cool. You know how they fly?
I don't think they really
can, like,
fly.
Jump up to a rooftop.
I think it's wires. I think it's wires.
I've seen it.
Okay.
I've seen it.
Okay. Guys, I'm not going to lie to you. There is very little in terms of show business to report on. Apparently, Tony Hawk was the Masked Singer that was let go last night.
That's what I read.
That's exciting.
Do you think can Tony Hawk sing?
I don't know. I never thought of him as a singer, but clearly he can, right?
Well, I don't think everyone on the Masked Singer can sing, can
right.
they?
Right. Well, I mean, you have to be able to carry a tune, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It is a singing show.
They do.
I guess it is.
That's all they really do is sing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
They do. I mean, they do make the voice sound. I mean, they treat it. It's not like it's all live, so.
Like that rapping bird, right?
I mean, jeez.
Jeez.
I mean, only one.
What was that?
Only one can be a rapping urban bird. Clearly wasn't
That's
me.
That's not you.
Mugshot.
They don't need the name no forever. They just want to be rid of young Mr. McGregor. They're feeling the pressure.
Mugs, can you start it over so we can exact moment?
That a new voice comes in?
Yeah. Mugs, start it over. Because Mugs says you say they eat. You say the first three
that's
words.
That's what Mugs is saying,
That
yeah.
sounds like Jensen.
And then they
and
replace
then,
him.
Boom, he's gone.
Yeah,
Mugs. They don't need their name known forever.
Yeah, there. I heard me there. Yeah.
Correct
yeah.
the beginning.
Yeah. And then gone. Probably because they legally have to do it.
Gone.
That is crazy.
I bet you I double somewhere here, too.
It's all about the celery and maybe some radishes. Maybe
it's all about the celery because it was celery. Yeah. See?
They used me in the hook, I'm sure. Here. Oh, all right.
Maybe they do, and yet we will never know.
We'll never know. I guarantee I'm in the hook, though. I do
what
like.
A great time just to drop out.
You go, go, go!
That's pretty strong.
Oh, that's a gift.
Yeah, we were looking for Mike Shinoda, not a Muppet. It's pretty much, I'm sure, what the
pretty
director
much what they
was
said,
saying
yeah.
when wow. I wasn't on the phone, yeah.
You love getting notes, too, when you're doing it live.
Oh, yeah, it's the best. I also didn't know I'd be getting notes. I was like, I'm supposed to sound like Mike, right? I mean, I can do that.
Yeah.
And how did you determine you could sound like Mike Shinoda?
Well, Mike and I
That's
always...
That's so weird, right?
I think growing up, Mike and I used to mess around and I'd do his voice a lot, jokingly, okay. yeah. And because we grew up in the same area and we were the only rappers in the whole town, pretty much. So, yeah.
Which city was cooler, Calabasas that had Linkin Park or Agoura Hills that had Hoobastank?
Well, technically...
Some birthdays for you.
Right?
Miles Teller.
That question answers itself.
Charles Barkley, Cindy Crawford, Trevor Noah, Rihanna, and Chelsea Peretti, and that's what's happening.
Wendy Williams is a enigma.
She really, truly is wrapped inside of another enigma. Mm-hmm. She is quite a TV show host.
And kills in the ratings.
She does. She has an empire behind her.
Yes.
Even when she puts up bad TV shows, like there were times where she was like clearly sick or something going on in her life, mm-hmm. but yet the ratings were still really good. So I don't know if people just have their TV on like Destiny, the Power 106 board op, and don't know how to change it.
This can't change the channel?
Still does well. I don't know a lot about Wendy Williams. I got to be honest. I know about the How You Doing. I know some things.
You got to do it better. Go ahead.
How You Doing.
Nope. How wow. you doing?
There it is. All right.
No, that's Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah, I don't know. How you doing? That's it.
Yeah, you've got to get the hand.
The hands,
that makes
right.
it
they
better.
Do like okay. a cat hands.
How you doing?
But I will say that I recently...
No.
No, what was that? Do it again?
No, it's that's not it.
How you doing?
No, that doesn't feel right either.
All right, well, let's get to it.
Okay.
The one thing that I did notice about her by watching YouTube videos, because I'd seen a clip of her saying...
How you doing?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you. Perfect.
How you doing?
There it is. How you doing?
How you doing?
All right.
How you doing?
All right. So the other thing she does, she considers the people in her audience to be co-hosts.
Okay.
She goes, oh, my co-hosts, not my audience, not my fans, whatever.
Okay.
And she goes, let's go to the co-hosts into this, uh-huh. right? Let's bring them into this. Let's see what they think.
So open
she'll
it up.
Yeah. So she'll say something like, Taylor Swift has a new album coming out. And then she'll say something like this.
Clap in the audience if you have the album.
Okay, so that very easy,
okay,
and then everyone
so then
goes.
We clap. Okay,
yeah.
We clap.
So basically, it's like okay. what we do when I say "clap if you care," right. and then everyone.
And then
applies.
Like one of us claps.
Right. right. Okay. All right. Then I went down a rabbit hole.
Uh-oh.
I found that people have been creating these like compilations of her doing them, or like people just put up the clips of her, and I pulled over 50 times
wow.
that she says "clap if you." And I
wow. it's more and more random, I bet.
I'm obsessed with it. And
okay.
It, because they start normally, like, clap if you want to buy that album. And uh-huh. you're like, that's fine. And then it starts to go into a world that only Wendy Williams lives in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I pulled them sort of in an order of what I think is crazy. So
okay.
here is a first just collage of a few that I found.
Clap if you think this is okay. Clap if you have a tattoo. Clap if you think he's hot. Clap if you know who she is but not what she sings.
Clap if you watched.
Whoa, what happened there?
I don't know. The last
clap
one
clap if you watched.
That's her talking about some TV show, and she's bummed, I think. So she goes, clap if you watched.
How you doing?
Those are all very normal.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get into some less predictable ones.
Okay.
Clap if you'd go see this show. Clap if you feel as though there's nothing wrong with her doing this. Clap if you care. Clap if you're judging her. Clap if you have anxiety. Clap if you think Jussie is innocent. Clap if Spinderella could leave the group and they'd still be the fabulous Salt and Pepper.
Okay.
What?
That is so-
what?
Okay, that's a great
that's pretty specific.
Question. It's a great question.
By the way, just so you know, sometimes she'll say it and the audience just stares at her.
Really? There's no clapping
even
at all?
Sure
no.
If they clap or don't clap. It's
beautiful.
Crazy.
And they don't edit
I assume that it would be their role to clap every time, no?
No.
Do they really listen to the question? And
funny you bring that up.
Okay.
There are other clips of her having trouble with her audience wrangler about this.
Oh, okay.
Because she's like, don't make them clap. She wants to hear the actual poll.
Oh.
So the real thing. Okay.
Yeah, she wants to hear the real thing. So she makes sure that the polls are very legit and she wants to know what's happening in her audience. So let's move on to weirder.
Clap if you think he should just go to Italy and stay there. Clap if you have a bucket list. Clap if you bleach your skin. Clap if you watch The Masked Singer, though. Clap if you've ever wanted to kill somebody.
What's happening? Did she say clap if you ever wanted to kill somebody?
And by the way, in that case, the audience was like, what?
I'm not clapping.
One person clapped. It's also a very easy way for Wendy Williams to embarrass someone in her audience. Because she'll say, like, clap if you want to kill somebody. And someone will be like, heck yeah! Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Like, and then the camera, like, goes on that guy and she'll talk to him.
Oh, dear.
But it is such an odd...
I wish we had that option. I wish we could say to our audience, clap if, but we can't hear.
We could never hear them.
We just have to assume they're applauding.
For sure. Yeah.
Well, when you hear the next run that I pulled, I think you'll even want to do it more.
Okay.
Clap if you think you can be a Kardashian by drinking the tea. Clap if you don't prefer to see yourself naked. Clap if you've ever had a guest upstage you at your own wedding. Clap if you talked with your dad about your period. Clap if you feel like Marlo doesn't deserve a peach.
What is happening?
I don't even get the phrasing. And clap if you don't feel like you deserve to see yourself naked.
That's the thing.
What?
Sometimes, because she, I will say this about Wendy Williams, and as broadcasters, I think we would applaud that she really lives in it. She barely any edits. Like, she'll make mistakes and keep them in.
Right.
She'll, like, she has producers.
We do that. So
I
what?
Know, true. We are just like her. But they have. She has producers who correct her almost every episode. Like, she's just wild. Yeah. Like, she anything. And she started in morning radio, so it makes sense that she would do that. But
honestly, though, do you think Marlo deserves a peach?
I mean,
I'm going to say no. I'm not clapping.
Really? No.
I'm not clapping.
I don't know if I'd become a Kardashian by sipping the tea. Okay. Here's. I mean, you guys want to hear the craziest
Yes,
ones.
Please.
Okay. We haven't heard the craziest?
These last two that I pulled are bonkers. Here's the first of two left.
Clap if this sounds like a show you'd be interested in. Clap if you think that's too much baggage, a 27-year-old virgin man. Clap if you put a little sausage in your stuffer. Clap if you think that his career will still be just fine if he divorces her. Clap if you don't mind a hologram.
She's not saying if you like. She's just saying you don't mind.
Don't mind it. You might pay for it.
You're okay with it.
Yeah, you're kind of into it. Not a
sort of into it.
Little virgin man.
What's happening?
Clap if you're a 27-year-old little virgin man. Clap if you like some sausage in your stuffing is my favorite one. Because that means they were talking about Thanksgiving. So, I mean, you can see where it happened.
Yeah. Sure.
But she, I think in that one she goes, oh, I really like sausage in my stuffing. Clap if you like sausage. Because sometimes she's so happy with her own result that she wants others to be with her.
Good Lord.
Okay.
You got
this
another one?
This one I might want to play twice because there are crazy things in this one. This is the craziest.
Clap if you don't mind that she's not coming to New York. There are so many candidates. I'm confused. Are you confused? Clap if you're confused. If Omarosa had a talk show, would you watch Clap? Clap if you are okay with men wearing shapewear because we wear it. Clap at 39 if you feel as though it is time for her to stop taking the sexies and be more serious. And I eat my baked potato, including the skin. Clap if you eat the skin.
Nope.
No one
that's not
eats
a thing.
The skin.
I eat the skin, but it's not a thing.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You eat the skin?
Yeah.
On a baked potato?
Yes. Of course.
No.
Why do you do that?
What do you mean, why do I do it? It's good.
Why would you do
it? It's good.
A clap if you think Kevin's gross.
Oh my God, we all clap. That is disgusting.
I clap myself.
I pulled that because I thought that was so disgusting. It's only no one clapped in the Wendy Williams audience.
None of her, no, really? No one in the audience clapped?
No, none of her co-hosts.
I've never known anyone. You just leave the little the shells of the potato right there.
Yeah, I mean, you can.
Destiny.
Destiny,
do you
some
eat
toe?
A skin? You
Destiny.
Do?
Destiny.
Why she got sick. Why would you eat the skin, you weirdos? I mean, I guess I do eat the skin in the potato, like the...
Like a wedge or something?
No, like the potato skins. Like the,
yeah, you do that.
The thing you
eat,
like TGI
Fridays. Of course you do. Of course you do. You eat it.
It's disgusting. No. Oh, my God. I didn't know that the Wendy Williams conversation would let us know we work with a mass murderer.
So weird.
All right. Well, that's Wendy Williams, and that's all the clapping. But truly, I mean, this is really what we care about most.
How you doing?
Wendy Williams, everyone.
Mics are on.
I think mics are on.
Because we have to turn the mics on at some point.
The mics are on.
Because the song's fading.
Yelling about potatoes. It is disgusting that Allie and I honestly are disgusted.
Okay.
And we're in the minority.
Yeah.
But I will tell you why we're in the minority. Because a lot of people are saying, I love potato skins.
Yeah.
We like potato skins.
We love potato skins.
Okay.
Those are fried.
Yes. Right. I like
You're talking about the baked potato.
Yeah. Same.
Love not it. The same.
It's the same. It's the same thing. It's so just prepared
eat,
differently.
You just when you're done with a baked potato, there's nothing on your plate?
Yeah, for the most part.
You're a total... I mean,
okay,
to me, that's
you
so
You do
weird.
Know that that's not the same as, like, potato skins.
Yeah.
That's done
It's prepared differently.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people are getting that.
Okay.
I mean, everybody's getting it. You guys are wrong.
I don't know.
It doesn't make me feel good that Dave's on my side, though.
See, potato skins, delicious.
Oh, my God. I'm reading something right now that's really changing my life.
What?
The potato skin actually has more nutrients than the interior of the potato.
Thank you.
It has lots of fiber.
Like Kevin's doing it
Suck
for that.
It.
I can't. Should I be eating the skin
yes,
of the potato?
You should.
I mean, everyone's saying you could.
I just feel like once you get to the potato skin after you eat a mashed potato, it's just
You
kind
eat
of...
it while you're eating the mashed potato. You eat it in your forkful.
Oh, you don't like just scoop it out?
No.
Why open it? See? Why open the potato in your world?
Why open the potato?
It's a great question.
Thank you.
Great question.
That way, so it's a baked potato, and we open it up and steam, and then we put the sour cream in.
Because the sour cream and the butter and everything tastes good.
Oh, you don't want to put it on the top like a like a hoagie.
Right.
A hoagtato.
What's wrong with you people?
So it's bread to you.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a little, it's like a burrito of potato.
It's the potato skin. That's all it is. We don't have to call it another food.
You know what I'm going
to
get him? I'm going to get all the insides of a potato, put it in a burrito, and then put all the thing, and then you can eat the tortilla. Mm. Muggs, you want us to talk here?
Kevin probably doesn't want me this either to back him up.
Oh, no.
Everyone's backing Kevin up.
Dude, yep, we're wrong.
It is so delicious. If you have the proper baked potato, the skin gets crispy, and you eat it all at the end. It's so good.
I guess I just haven't had good baked potatoes because by the time
in your life.
Well, first of all, I don't put butter or sour cream because I'm allergic.
Wow, you're an animal.
So it just stinks. So it's just a potato.
You're a monster.
So maybe by the end, I just don't want more potato.
Half of a potato's fiber is in the skin.
Wow.
It prevents constipation and reduces the risk of colon cancer.
Look at Kevin acting like he knew that.
Jed's cousin can't eat that fiber.
So sad.
Poor Jed's cousin.
It is so sad.
It is
away.
Very sad to know that.
Let's think about Tim.
My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole. And he can't eat fiber. Well, it's the atomic weight of mercury.
I don't understand the end of that, but it's a very sad story.
A lot of people texting and a lot of people telling
Listen,
us we're wrong.
Listen, people are very upset at Jensen and I.
And they should be.
They should
Because you're on the wrong side of things.
It's people also don't understand that one is baked and one is fried.
No, they're saying that the baked is just as good.
Yeah, well, they're
it's
lying,
not just as good,
first
but...
of all. That's just, that's
Okay, maybe it's not
untruth.
Just as good, but it's the same thing.
But again,
it's just prepared
it's
differently.
Not.
It is the same thing.
It's not.
But it is, except for they prepare it differently.
Okay,
one's
do
baked.
Do you want a baked fry or a French fry?
Do I want a baked fry?
You want a French fry.
You want a French fry, a fried, which is what you want with a freaking potato skin.
Okay.
I mean, the tweets that are...
But I'm saying...
Keep listen, going, Chester.
But I'm saying...
About to come
because baked potato...
No,
the tweets that are coming in are... I mean, the texts
thank you.
Are obviously...
Thank
I mean,
you.
These people saying, you know, from the 323, why don't you just eat the skin? It's delicious. So you guys just throw it away? There are kids
right.
starving in Africa, and you just throw away the skin.
Wow. Why are our moms texting?
And then from Holmy, USC Holmy on Twitter, who's a contributor to the show a lot. Grown-ass adults eat the skin because it's the only thing good for you on a baked potato.
Boom!
And it's absolutely the best part of the potato.
Kevin,
Jensen and Allie are...
Hey, shut up, Allie.
Ignorant heathen.
I'm sorry. Read that last part again.
Jensen and Allie are ignorant heathens.
No, I take that.
Totally.
But, Kevin, you didn't know that was the best part
no,
of the
baked
potato.
No, I just knew
potato.
It was tasty.
Really?
Yes. It tastes good.
Okay. So you like, you'll make your baked potato so it's like super crispy.
No, a regular baked potato. It doesn't have to be crispy.
Really? Yeah. So you like it so it's all
soggy? No, I don't really like the soggy part of it, but
okay.
It gets that way when you put the butter and the sour cream
yeah.
on it.
Okay.
Man,
and I eat my baked potato, including the skin. Clap if you eat the skin.
I mean, yeah. everyone's clapping.
I mean,
everyone.
We're the only ones
yeah.
not clapping.
I get it.
All
listen,
right.
I'll admit I'm wrong, but I also will stick to this. A baked potato and potato skins, totally different.
They're the same thing prepared differently.
Yes,
yes.
but prepared
okay.
differently so they become totally different.
Yes, I am with you there.
Yeah.
You're both crazy.
A fried potato, very different from a baked potato.
Correct. But people
right,
but
they
we're
are
still,
different, but both are
yeah,
great.
They're still standing by there.
No, both
I,
are great.
That's not what we're discussing.
I'm just...
What?
I knew it! I knew I could confuse him to the point where he doesn't even know what the argument is.
He doesn't know where he is. He's spinning in a circle now. He's
right.
chasing his tail.
He's
look
like,
what you've done.
Do I even like potatoes?
Look what you've done.
Am I even Irish?
Look, we had a phone topic planned, uh-huh. but we didn't see Potato Gate coming.
Do no. I still have to work? I mean, I feel like my
yeah.
whole world has changed.
I am.
This is
what
really
the kids call shook.
This is really fun for me because
yeah.
normally, if Jensen and Allie agree on something,
right.
I'm wrong. I would say 100% of the time.
I mean, not anymore.
Except for this one.
You need to bask in this, Kevin. This is your glory. It really is.
We are
apparently so wrong.
Yeah.
You are so right. I mean, the tweets are coming in hot and heavy, like to the point where everything I believed is a lie.
I'm embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed.
You've both done an apology tweet.
No,
I admit
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Which I
admit
appreciate.
It. I also, I mean, the absolute 100% majority of people saying a good potato skin, baked potato skin, gets rubbed with oil before baking and then gets a crit. I don't know. I've never even heard of this.
How have you never heard of it?
I don't know.
I
don't
know. I can see not eating it, but I can't see not knowing that you can eat it.
Yeah, Cam's on Twitter. My grandmother always taught me to lightly oil and salt the skin when I cook them. It's tastier to eat. I mean, it is every... Freddie, who's always tweeting at his Fred dog, he wrote, I eat a baked potato like I eat a hot dog. I understand if you guys block me.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
It is true that we are wrong. So,
yeah.
I'm fine with that.
All right. But I was also right. You want
no,
to
you
say
were
that?
Totally,
you're totally,
you were totally
right.
Right.
Okay, congratulations.
I want to follow up on
can
that.
Can I just also
yes.
mention Sarah Lawson, who's married to Chef Grant
right.
on our Twitter, friends of the show. Have you ever rubbed your baked potato with rendered bacon fat before putting it in the oven? What are these words?
I mean,
what is she doing?
I've never even eaten a baked potato whole. Now I've got to render bacon fat?
I mean, that is very...
It sounds real good,
clap
though.
If you've had rendered bacon fat.
I mean, it sounds great. Sounds great. I'm changed. I'm
yeah,
changed.
It's a different
I'm also going to put it on my Instagram, a poll. I already know what the poll's going to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, we know.
Why would you put a poll up now that
because
you know you're wrong?
I feel like
well,
I...
don't
no,
rub
I,
salt in the wound.
No. I need to swim in this. I need to swim in my wrongness because I was positive.
When
you
you're wrong a lot like I am, you don't want to swim in it.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a very rare feeling for me, as you know. But yeah, I just...
Congrats, everyone.
Congrats, Kevin.
Thank you. I guess that I'm normal for once. We were going to talk about lying on a resume. You lied on a resume. And I do have the top 10 things that people lie
I'd
about.
I'd love to hear it.
On a resume.
Now,
maybe we can do this today. We can do the phone topic another day.
I've hired people before.
Yes.
Off of resumes. I had businesses. I've had assistants, stuff like that.
Sure.
I've never checked anyone's source.
That's the point.
Yeah,
most
never.
Of the time, I don't assume that people check your resume.
I've never have. Never have.
All right. Some of these sort of blend into each other. The first one is stretching dates of employment because it looks bad if there's a long amount
yeah.
of time where you're not employed.
Sure.
Yeah.
So people will just go ahead and stretch how long they worked so that they don't have to put that on there.
No gap.
No gap, right. Inflating past accomplishments and skills.
Okay.
Okay, now that
so what
is
can you do?
Somewhat objective, right? So, like, if I'm explaining the things I did at a workplace, I could probably say, I could embellish it a little.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. But so when Omar came in and interviewed with us to be the production guy, he said, oh, yeah, I know how to use Adobe Audition, which is an audio program we use. And he had no idea what
to
do.
Never even
didn't even
it
know what it was.
He had no idea what it was. And he just lied straight to our faces and then learned it and is better at it than anyone here.
Yes.
Yeah. Number three is enhancing titles and responsibilities. I can see that. You make up a better title for yourself than it actually was.
Yeah,
like we changed the name of the show, Kevin in the Morning, Dally and Jensen, when it changed over at the beginning of the year. I could say I was a co-founder.
Right.
Co-founder of the show.
Or co-originator.
Okay, right. True. Okay.
Number four is exaggerating education and fabricating degrees.
See, now
I feel
that,
like you can't do that.
I feel like you could get away with it. Jensen hires people and never even
never check.
Checks.
Where, do you think people really...
they went to school?
Yeah, I don't check that.
Yeah, I guess
no one checks
wouldn't.
That. No one. Oh, my in-laws have a cousin who's going to college in next year, and we were all sitting around, and she was very much stressing. And I go, listen, I hire people. I've never even checked what college people go to. Don't worry about it. Like, you could say whatever. And her parents were so mad.
It never even occurred to me. How would you even check? Call the school?
Yeah.
I mean,
you
I assume you could.
You can.
Yeah. I would think bigger companies do. I would think.
I don't think so.
Honestly, think they do either.
I don't think anyone does.
Wow.
Unexplained gaps in period of, quote, self-employment, sort of like the other one.
Uh-huh. Right.
Number six, omitting past employment. So you had a job.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it didn't go so well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 3
Leave
weeks.
That off.
You don't put that one in.
No.
Or maybe things ended poorly, so you wouldn't get a good, review.
Yeah. And no one really puts, like, fired. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're, not that you're really supposed
you
to
left.
Do that, but I mean, like, you could always say whatever you want. I was only there 3 months because I was offered another job and I moved to Africa. You can make up anything.
Oh.
Okay.
Say anything.
How are they going to check that?
They won't know.
I'm taking notes of all the things Jensen's saying.
Number seven, faking credentials. Sort of like lying about your education, is that you're able to do many more things than you actually can.
Okay.
Number eight is falsifying reasons for your leaving prior employment.
Right, there's the one.
Oh,
yeah, that's the one.
It's like, oh, yeah, I just left because I wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has nothing to do with reality.
They were racists.
Right, sure. providing fraudulent references. People do this where they put, like, relatives on there.
Oh,
and
right,
they go, I've been that guy before.
What was the Seinfeld one
where he would
answer the phone all the time as that company?
I've been that guy. And an employee told me, pick up the phone and say this. A friend of mine.
Wow.
And I was that guy.
It's
and
me.
And I picked up the phone and I was like, he's a great employee, man. Hard worker.
It's me, Vice President Mike Pence. He did work for me.
I can't imagine number 10, though. I can't imagine misrepresenting a military record.
Oh,
that's stolen
right?
valor.
Stolen valor, yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
they do get preference, and they probably should, for jobs.
I would hope so,
fake it.
No.
Don't put that on there.
That's very bad.
I feel like that's pretty easy to double check.
I'd also say that faking reference, you're saying like that the people are pretending to be something else, not just like putting a phone number and a name that you don't think they'll call.
Right,
like
right.
They're going to call
Maybe they don't, though.
Yeah.
I've put
maybe
phone
not.
Numbers on there that are a number off or whatever, and they never get checked.
No.
They just don't. Who's got the time to call?
Nobody has ever checked on my time at Vandalay Industries.
Well, that's the Seinfeld reference.
Okay.
I agree that I think you can lie on these things.
A lot.
Yeah.
On the
and
majority,
people don't
maybe.
Catch you.
Yeah.
Those are the 10 things. I would say, listen, leave out the military one, but everything else.
When I was at Harvard,
go for it.
You didn't go to Harvard.
Did you go to Harvard?
You know why I know you didn't go to Harvard? Because I went to Harvard, and I didn't see you there.
Damn it.
Sorry, Allie. It's okay. You're good.
I'm
Jensen, you're good.
I'm dying.
It's all right.
I'm good. Dying at this tweet from a guy, Paul Harkness, on Twitter, who
We're
wrote,
good.
Upcoming Kevin in the Morning takes. You don't wash your bed frame? Strawberries are disgusting. I have never eaten a sandwich.
Actually, that's probably all Stryker.
Yeah,
let's put that down. Those are good ideas.
You don't wash your bed frame?
See, because
pillows. I get it.
Right.
We are having quite a run of knowledge.
Quite a run.
Yeah.
Allie is here. What's happening?
Listen, I'm changed.
You're good, though.
I'm a changed woman.
You're all good.
I respect,
just need to try one.
I respect you and your potato-eating ways. It's true. Jensen, you tweeted something last night that is very interesting, and I know nothing about this rapper named Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke, yes.
That was apparently murdered the other night, and now TMZ is saying it doesn't look like it was a robbery gone wrong. They're saying it was a targeted hit.
Yes.
Because nothing was taken, right?
Well, that's the conclusion being supported by surveillance video, they're saying. Mm-hmm. But bad situation all around. But you brought something up on Twitter that I was like, what does this even mean?
And I had tweeted this before any of this was out, because I had heard the story and immediately was like, I know what this is. And even though they were saying it was home invasion, I in my head was like, this
That's not what it was?
How
do you know?
Okay, because when I signed a record deal when I was like 19 or 20, I was a college kid. I was like, you know, from the suburbs. Mm-hmm. And I get this $1 million record deal. It's highly publicized. Jimmy Iovine gives me a ton of money. They start like putting me in with other rappers, Redman, Fabolous, DJ Quick. And the news spreads. And on the West Coast, there is a weird underbelly culture of paying for, well, I'll tell you how I found out.
Okay.
Mac 10, who's a rapper here on the West Coast, who was a supporter of mine very early on the radio, he offered me a record deal. He was the first guy to say, I'm going to give you this money, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't take it. Instead, went with Jimmy Iovine, but Mac and I stayed friends. And I called Mac 10 to tell him I'm signing with Interscope, not with you. And he says, congratulations, that's awesome. And we talked for a little, and he goes, do me a favor. When they come for you and your money, just call me. I'll take care of it. No idea what he was talking
about.
What
does that mean?
I didn't understand. I said, thank you. I didn't know. I was just like,
when they come for you and your money.
No idea what it was.
Okay.
19 years old. Hang up the phone. And then over the next year.
How do you not call him back and go, hey,
honestly,
I'm confused.
I don't want to. I'm so not cool that it was just like an awkward exchange.
You felt like you should know what he means,
but
you didn't.
Like, absolutely, bro.
Yeah.
Fist bump.
No, I'm totally going to call
I had no
you,
idea what he's talking about. And then over the next year, I got probably 3 or 4 situations where people would call or set up into my camp or whatever it was. And it was about protection or that I owed them money or very weird situations about kind of, on the West Coast, there being an unsaid thing about being protected from crimes as a rapper who everyone knows has money.
So if you're a rapper and you make money, you have to pay for protection, like against the mob?
Listen, I don't know what
I don't think he wants to technically say.
Well, I don't know
it.
That. I know, that's the thing. It's technically, I don't. Well, I'll tell you my experience is what I'm saying. My experience then was I called Mac at that point. Mm-hmm. Mac 10 then asked me for phone numbers and names of the people who had contacted me. And I don't know if Mac ever called them. I never followed up. But
if nothing happened, I assume
I never heard from anyone ever again.
Did.
Yeah. And Mac 10's a very tough, respected West Coast guy, and I still have enough of a relationship with him to be friends and someone on Twitter.
So he knew ahead of time to say when they come for your money.
He knew it was coming.
Wow.
And so it was very similar when I heard this story. I immediately thought, on the West Coast, there is a very... And Blueface, who's another rapper with a ridiculous name here on the West Coast, tweeted the same... Or later, I think after me, Instagram the same thing, which is here on the West Coast, we weirdly have like an elderly situation where you pay people and they protect you, and it's very odd. Ugh. Weird subculture.
Wow.
Yeah.
Strange.
Very strange. But very sad story for 20-year-old Pop Smoke. Yeah. Very tough.
Is it similar that, like, when I first got on the radio, Rick Dees reached out and he was like, if they come for your bits, call me.
Yeah.
And
I was pretty much the same.
Yeah. But I was like, my bits? Does he mean my lady parts?
Didn't
like,
know
what does
it
he
was
mean?
Jokes.
Yeah. I had no idea. But then I called him and he's like, I'm in Kentucky. And I was like, what? What's happening right now?
You're making up a story. Justin told a real story.
Okay.
And you're making up a story.
I guess what you're saying is this is probably the only industry where this happens.
Absolutely.
You don't get a promotion at the factory and then have to get protection for your job. No.
Well, I mean, that's a union.
Right. True.
I just explained what a union is.
You know what?
Yeah.
Rappers should unionize.
I feel like rappers never
would. Is this gang warfare? Is that what this is?
I guess so. Or...
they don't need their name known forever. They just want to be really young, Mr. McGregor.
Okay. We do not need to hear Jensen's auto-tuned Peter Rabbit.
They should never have wanted my money if they heard that. They knew no more money was coming.
What if after they hear the resurgence of the Peter Rapper rap,
they like,
need protection?
I know. I call Mac 10 again 20 years later. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
You won't remember me, but...
Someone on Twitter did point out that in my book, I explained that every once in a while, Mac 10 runs into my mom in the valley. They have this. They have the same mailbox place.
Okay, that's
and
weird.
They run into each other, and he goes, "How's Jensen doing?" And she goes, "Good."
Aww.
Haroldine hanging with rappers.
Yeah, they just my mom. Like,
Carol Jean, if you ever need protection.
Yeah, let me know.
She's like, what? Okay. From women in the bridge club.
My mom has trouble in her rotary group. MAC-10's coming to stop
her. Sometimes it gets crazy at Bunko. All right, guys, some birthdays. Chelsea Peretti, Rihanna, Trevor Noah, Cindy Crawford, Charles Barkley. And do you remember, Casey Finger on the Button Girl reminded me of this.
Oh, great.
When we had Miles Teller on, and he started to do the interview in third person, and he called himself the Miles Man.
Yes. And we said, did you just call yourself the Miles Man?
And he's like, well, yeah, because I'm the Miles Man. He was so charismatic and fun in that interview. But the Miles Man.
Yeah.
Casey didn't love him. He didn't. She didn't think he was as fun in that interview. That interview ended, and we all said how fun it was. Mm-hmm. Casey hated it. Casey hates the Miles Man.
No yeah. birthday to you, Miles Teller.
And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. Petros Papadakis takes a look at the Lakers and Clippers second half of the season coming up next. Mm-hmm. Let's talk basketball since the end of the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. Pretty much the second half of the season starts, and the Clippers and the Lakers are both great.
Yes, yeah. They are powerhouses.
What's going to happen? Let's talk to Petros Papadakis. Good morning, Petros.
Hey, what's popping with y'all?
Hey, Petros, before we get to basketball, do you eat the skin on a baked potato? Like it's
yeah.
just, yeah, you do.
Oh,
the whole thing.
What is
okay.
going on?
How about
all
that?
Right, cool.
Yeah, unless there's like, I mean, guys, you can actually order potato skins.
Right.
But those are fried. Mostly fried, Petros.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Well, yeah, but they still got the skin on there.
Sure, right. But I'm not eating baked fries. Like, French fries, I like them because they're fried.
All right.
No, but I mean, you're, but you're right, Petros. We're wrong. Everyone eats baked potato skin.
Right.
We just have never heard
I
of
mean,
it.
I mean, unless it's got, like, some gnarly, like, right. dirt knot on it, right. you know.
You don't want the dirt knot.
No one wants the dirt
and
knot.
And I'm not Agreed. Saying I always do it, but, mm-hmm. I mean, why are you asking me? I'm a consumer. Like, I eat everything on the plate. Okay. I used to eat
right.
the freaking parsley, you know.
That's
I
nasty.
Like freaking Grimace, okay?
Okay, my bad.
So, I don't always eat it. Sometimes I feel dainty.
Dainty. You just use the word dainty.
It's my favorite.
All right. Petros, Lakers, Clippers, second half of the season. What's going to happen?
Copy that. Probably the same as the first half of the season, unless LeBron James runs out of gas. And he hasn't run out of gas yet, and he's getting up there in years for a basketball player, but there is no load management. Don't laugh. It's a term. It's a term.
Right, yes, of course.
That everybody's using mm-hmm. in the last few years. It's a sexy new NBA term.
By the way, I would do that if I were the Lakers.
Manage your load?
Yes, I would.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I would.
How so?
Just have him play less.
He doesn't want to. You yeah. can't tell him what to do. He puts himself in the game.
Yeah.
It's LeBron James.
Hmm.
If he wants to go up and down like a pogo stick for 48 minutes, he can do it.
I
That's
guess.
His style.
For a season that most people think is too long.
Yes.
Right.
But, they spread out the games, and it's not like they fly commercial. But he's going pretty hard.
Yeah.
So unless something happens like last year where his groin popped, but he could have come back a lot sooner last year. I just think there was nothing to come back for.
It was load management. That's what it was.
Yeah, he managed his load last year. So this year he can really get it cracking. The Clippers, on the other hand, they don't have the same record. But every time they play the Lakers head-to-head, they beat them mm-hmm. because most – people think that at his peak, like when the playoffs come, Kawhi Leonard is probably the best player in the NBA. Very different than LeBron. Rarely speaks. Doesn't seem to really want to engage in anything other than basketball and getting his hair braided. And
Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. they do a lot of... that's LeBron.
Yeah.
I love LeBron's... Mexican howl for Taco Tuesday. It's not appropriating culture at all. It's wonderful. But Kawhi does manage his load.
Okay.
So he barely plays, and Paul George, every four or five games, he gets hurt. So they've never really been on the floor together for any really long period of time. But most people think, and basketball's kind of this way, In the Western Conference Finals, you'll have the Clippers and the Lakers. And
that's what everybody thinks, is both teams, if they stay healthy, both teams will get that far. And then one of the teams will have to eliminate the other to move on to the finals.
That is how it works, Kevin.
Yes. Kevin, a sports guy. Petros, did you think the Reggie Jackson, the Reggie Jackson trade, do you think that plays into this at all?
Reggie Jackson is playing in the NBA
different,
now?
Different guy.
The one from the Naked Gun, Allie. It is crazy.
Oh, my God.
He killed the queen, and now he's...
I gotta watch.
Yeah.
He's old, but they still control him like a robot. You know?
They get to do whatever they want with him.
So he goes pretty hard.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to mention that, but I didn't. There's two guys out there that the Lakers wanted. You know, one was Marcus Morris, and the other one was Reggie Jackson. And both those guys could have helped the Lakers, and they both ended up with the Clippers. You know, the Lakers tried to recruit Darren Collison of Etiwanda away from his Jehovah's Witness calling.
That was going pretty well
for a little while.
Wait, that's a real story?
Yeah. They tried to get him to come back from his Jehovah's Witness mission.
Jesus won so hard on that. Jesus roped him.
It's very hard to outbid Jesus.
The Lakers should have known that.
Yeah.
Somebody is opening their door right now in, like, Altaloma, and Darren Collison is standing on the doorstep with a copy of The Watchtower. So we'll see what happens it'll come down to that. It'll be a lot of fun, hopefully, in our city. And then whoever wins has got to take on the greatest Greek American in the history of the world.
Yeah.
Giannis Antetokounmpo for the Milwaukee Bucks, who are also really good.
I also want to say, I think, because Clippers have one more spot that they can put some money into, and rumor has Tristan Thompson looking at that spot, and that would be quite a signing to end.
Kardashian guy?
Yeah, he's still very good.
Yeah, the Kardashian guy.
Chloe? I mean, let's talk about what's important.
Right, let's talk about our reality show updates.
Are they back together? It's not just reality, all right? These are these people's lives. How dare you? I think he's back with Chloe after. Now, did he have sex with what's-her-name, or did they just make out?
Jordan something?
Yeah.
To be honest, I didn't keep up as much as I would have liked to with the Kardashians.
Oh, honestly.
Well,
I don't know either,
Petros.
I thought Tristan Thompson was the guy that Kim was married to for like a minute.
No, that's Humphreys.
Oh, see, that's why I thought it was so weird. I thought he sucked.
No, Chris Humphreys was okay, too, for a little bit. But Tristan Thompson's very good.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's the NBA. None of these guys suck.
Right. They're all pretty good.
They're all pretty good, yeah.
All right.
But the Clippers, you know, they've made every move. I mean, they pulled off something no one even saw coming. You know, whenever everybody was talking about something else. They've pulled off, you know, every single trade, including the Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. So, you know, they've got a great thing going, but we haven't really seen it yet. And that's okay, because that was the situation in Toronto last year, and they ended up winning the NBA Finals. But we're in for an exciting down the stretch hoops dream here in Los Angeles. What do you say?
I do think it's best case scenario. I do think that. Both teams are great. They're going to meet in the playoffs. I love that. As a Laker fan, even if the Clippers end up winning, I love the fact that they're both going to be strong teams.
We don't even know what this is like. Like, this is a new thing completely for Los Angeles. So, I mean, we know the city is mostly Lakers-centric, but I'm excited to see how it plays out.
Well, it would be... I mean, the Clippers have never made it even to the conference finals.
Yeah,
so
second round out.
Yeah, it would be a historic occasion, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And it should be exciting, but the it's fleeting. You know, pray that these guys stay healthy. They all have little ankle bones like sandpiper birds running on the beach. So just keep your fingers crossed. And hey, how about that XFL, right?
XFL,
right?
Baby.
Very exciting.
You hate me.
You can follow Petros Papadakis on Twitter at The Old P, and Petros and Money Show is on AM 570 KLAC from 3 to 7 p.m. Petros, thank you.
God, you're a gift.
Thank you, guys.
You're the best.
Talk to you soon. Ellie just yelled at me at the very top of her lungs from 4 feet away. I don't wash my thumbs!
Like, how did you figure that out today on this day of learning?
There was a weird tweet I saw a while ago that said something to the effect of, I don't think we're paying enough attention to our thumbs when we wash them. And I was like, that's just weird. And I was just in the bathroom washing my hands, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, I wash the tops, and then I flip over, and then I do the four fingers. And I'm realizing...
Who doesn't wash this?
I don't think I pay special attention to my thumbs. Am I like a stanky-ass white person?
Yes.
That, like the white people that don't wash their legs? Am I doing that with my thumbs?
You're a stanky-ass white man.
I mean, you are. Mm-hmm. Everyone
honestly,
washes their hands the same way. They wash all five fingers.
That we wash our hands differently.
I always start with my thumbs almost down under the water, like together, and then I almost, you know, collapse them into each other.
Yeah,
so
you
I'm definitely washing my thumbs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everyone does.
I'm even rubbing them with the soap.
I'm just saying, you guys, next time you're in
the
bathroom,
watch your thumbs. What's up?
Watch how you wash your hands. And some of you might be disgusting like me.
I want to smell it.
I mean, I learned today I'm totally wrong about potato skins.
We've learned that from both of us. Yeah.
I learned that Kenny Loggins does not sing Holiday Road.
Right.
And I'm a stinky-ass white lady. I mean, this is a... that's three things that are life-changing.
She's such a butthole.
I am... terrified.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I've got some great news for you, though.
She's a poo person.
Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Yeah.
You know them. Mm-hmm. Great band. In one of the stranger publicity stunts that has happened, Ohio hip-hop legends Bone Thugs and Harmony have just announced that they're going to enter a sponsorship deal with Buffalo Wild Wings. Mm-hmm. And they're going to change their name to Boneless Thugs and Harmony.
Wait, that's a joke.
Boneless Thugs and Harmony.
Chicken!
Wait, that's a joke.
No, it's real.
But what you're saying is a joke, though.
Limited edition gear right now at BonelessThugs.com.
I'm looking that up.
So I saw a tweet by Katie Nolan from ESPN last night that had this story. And then she quote tweeted it and wrote, "Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the thirst of the month." I'm so thirsty. Boneless Thugs and Harmony, you guys. Come on. This is up there with IHOP doing the burger thing.
True.
Come on. Is proof.
IHOP.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you the merch they have?
Yes, please.
Oh, no.
Classic black logo shirt, Boneless Thugs and Harmony. Classic camo, so a camo shirt. Then a hat that just says Boneless, snapback hat. Then a logo beanie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then the thing that sold out.
Yeah.
Was a gold-dripped wing chain.
Yeah.
It was a real boneless wing bronze mold, 24-karat yellow gold Cleveland link chain. Sold out. It was of just a chicken wing.
Okay. What's going on, really?
Chicken!
I don't know.
I think you... I mean, this is proof that you can probably...
buy anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly. I mean, Mayor Bloomberg, if you need me to tweet something for you, and you're going to pay me, I'll do it. That's all I'm saying. TikTok, you guys, we talked about this earlier in the day. Jensen has now become a TikTok head,
him and his wife. Head,
She joined TikTok. She's got a couple videos there.
Yeah.
You now just watch TikTok videos all day.
It's great.
It's your existence.
I'm nothing without my following.
And I mentioned a friend of mine that has a 10 or 11-year-old that is shocked at the content that her daughter's school friends are putting on TikTok.
And
sexually suggestive.
Yeah.
Like, it's very concerning to her. Like, she'll send me the videos and be like, can you imagine if we ever did this as 10-year-olds? Well, no, because we were using, like, a typewriter and sending up pigeons way back in the day. But it got me thinking about TikTok, and just in time, TikTok has introduced a new parental control feature.
Mm.
This happened yesterday. It's for the short-form video platform that's super popular with kids and teens. It's called Family Safe Mode. It lets parents set daily time limits for their children on TikTok, as well as limit or turn off direct messages and restrict certain content that might not be appropriate for all ages. Yeah, you've got to turn off direct messages. There should be a way to turn off direct messages from people you don't know.
Absolutely.
On every single social media, and especially when children are involved.
Yeah.
It's just, that's the thing with Instagram. I hate that anyone can send you a direct message. It's the worst part of that social media platform. And creepos just hanging out, like commenting on kid pictures.
As long as I'm living, my mommy will be.
That guy.
Oh.
I mean, come on.
Oh.
But you're saying you don't see that.
Extremely wholesome content is all I see. And that's what I'm sticking to when the cops go to my door. But it is true that I see a ton of purely great. Actually, I've kind of enjoyed wholesome dance videos and people, lip syncing to movie quotes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you have unwholesome content. Send it to Jensen.
No!
Jensen,
he's looking for that.
No, don't do that, please.
If you just let me know if you want his number, you can send it right to his phone.
Look me up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Look me up on YouTube.
Look him up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Okay. Some birthdays for you. Charles Barkley, Miles Man, the Miles Man. Miles Teller.
Yep.
Cindy Crawford, Trevor Noah, Rihanna, and Chelsea Peretti. And that's what's happening.
Congratulations to Kyle Dolvik from Van Nuys. Just got two tickets to see Incubus with 311 at Five Point Amphitheater on Saturday, July 18th. It qualifies to win a trip to see them in Austin, Texas as well.
Nice.
Your chance to win is coming up right now. Allie is here. What's happening?
I feel like gift cards are one of the biggest scams around. Hmm. Like if you're a business and somebody says, hey, do you guys have gift cards? You're like, yeah, we do. Because so many people don't redeem them. That is just free money right to that company. According to the most recent survey from Bankrate Credit Cards, half of the U.S. adults, that's 50% for those of you playing along at home, currently have unredeemed gift cards or store credits, including items like airline redemption vouchers, that type of thing. 25% of adults have let a gift card expire at some point. Guilty. Absolutely, I've let something expire. You just forget you have it, or you're like,
then you try and use it, and they go,
and they're
nope.
Like, oh, this expired 6 days ago, you loser.
We talked about this recently about gift cards during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Someone emailed and told me that businesses have to pay out if it's below $10 in California.
What does that mean?
So, like, I'll look it up, but basically, I don't want to give out false information, but I checked it when the guy did email me. But yeah, if it's below a certain balance and
they don't have to give you that money back.
They do. It's like the Visa one or like Amex or the ones, because remember I was complaining about using them and you were making fun of me for it.
Right.
If you get it below a certain number, that business then gives you the cash and they redeem the Amex or Visa gift card. I feel like that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, if it's under $10, they'll give you $8.98.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, but her point is that 50% of people...
Don't even use them.
Not even using
them. Not even using them.
Running out.
Not under $10. Like, use them at all.
Why is he bringing this up?
I feel like it defends gift cards.
I don't know.
Very strange.
I was defending gift cards.
Why are you in the pocket
big pocket of gift cards?
Today's
Kevin in the Morning Show is brought to you by gift cards.
Wow.
You can get them anywhere. And under $10, you get the money back.
Well, people think I'm in the pocket of big pillow, telling people to wash their pillows, and then people are saying their pillows are coming apart in the wash. Washing machine. It's not my fault that you don't know how to wash things.
Oh, says the girl who doesn't wash her thumbs.
You stinky ass white man.
We got to put that on the schedule tomorrow.
Talking about washing our thumbs.
That you don't wash your thumbs. That's the focus of the bit.
I feel like the way that
I wish it was a bit. I wish it wasn't real.
Okay, we're not going to talk about it because we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thumbs. What's up? Give a call. Do you
have
thumbs?
No, don't call
now. No?
Wait till tomorrow.
We'll wait. I'm just saying, don't get somebody a gift card because it's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
No, it really isn't, you guys.
I would assume most of those people just forget that they have it.
I absolutely do. Or I'll forget to have it in my wallet and I'll be at that store and I'll be like, oh, Banana Republic. And they'll be like, gift card. Oh, no. And they're like, that's your library card. And also, you don't read. What?
But we'll take it.
They don't take a library card.
I'm fighting for gift cards.
It's really crazy what you're doing over there. Guys, the live-action Mulan remake has earned a Disney rare PG-13 rating.
Oh!
Due to sequences of violence. Well, yeah, she kicks ass.
She does kick ass,
so she should definitely be as violent as possible. Okay, probably not for a Disney movie.
She's like taking out eyeballs and...
Listen... Badass bee.
It's like a Tarantino movie.
Yeah, but that's very rare in the Disney world, you guys. The first title from Disney's live action studio to receive a PG-13 since Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales in 2017. Isn't it so weird that when we talk about Pirates of the Caribbean, the ride, we say Caribbean, but we never say I'm going to the Caribbean on holiday. You say the Caribbean. Why is that?
Yeah, it's on.
Do you guys ever think about that?
No. Barocco's tacos. Barocco's think about Barocco's tacos.
All the time. Barocco's tacos. Yeah. Taste the change. We need to check in with Clambus, see how he's doing. I miss him.
Yeah.
And
I miss Clambus as well.
He's probably got a lot to say.
He's the homie.
But really, you never think about that? Like, whenever I go to Disneyland and I'm like, oh, let's go on Pirates of the Caribbean because I like that musty water smell. I think, why don't I call it
the Caribbean?
Pirates of the Caribbean. Or if I'm going to the Caribbean, I'm not like, oh, yeah, I got a week off, go to the Caribbean. No one does. What's happening? Guys, let's work this out on the air.
I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't think there's an answer.
Okay. So Whitney Houston's hologram has made its debut in the UK, and fans are a little weirded out.
So this is a full concert show?
Yes.
Okay.
Full concert. It's called An Evening with Whitney, the Whitney Houston Hologram Tour.
Sort of a
tour.
Lie, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of.
It's going to kick off in Sheffield in the UK on February 25th, but before then, they went on the morning show this morning in the UK to show fans what they can expect from the upcoming tour. And one of the hosts on this morning said it felt like Whitney was in the room. But then the viewers' responses started pouring in. Spooky. Unsettling. Gave me the creeps. Disrespectful. Hmm. Wrong. Weird. Odd. Very, very sad. So I feel like it wasn't so much a hit from the viewing audience, the ones that would essentially be buying tickets to An Evening with Whitney, the Whitney Houston hologram tour.
Is there any band or artist that you guys would go see a full concert from as a hologram?
A full concert?
Yes.
No.
The Beatles?
No, because you're just watching technology. I mean, it's like
I'm the same. I'm a no on that. I have no interest.
It's like going to Guitar Center. It's like they're just playing the music, and then you're watching a technology pretend to play it.
Yeah, you brought up earlier. It's like one or two songs. Yeah, that would be pretty interesting.
It's a novelty.
Yeah, maybe a novelty. We liked it when Tupac.
Because
it was part of a larger, cool show.
Yeah. It was also the first time we'd seen it.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't know if I could sit through a whole concert.
I can't imagine I would.
We looked into it for Bean.
Yeah.
We couldn't get it.
Bean hologram.
Yeah.
Very sad.
We've used digital fur technology to create the most perfect covering of fur.
Mm.
On the hologram?
Right.
I don't think so. I don't think that's true. Mm. I don't think it's for me, you guys.
Clap if you don't mind a hologram.
Max is no so clapping. Proud of himself, and I love it. You know what? I don't mind a hologram in small doses.
Right, same. That's the thing.
So that's fine.
It's an oddity. So you watch a song of it, and that's about it. You're done.
Yeah. People that are like, oh, I'd see Roy Orbison, the whole one. Although, it would be kind of cool to see, like, Richie Valens and Buddy Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that went down.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's all you would go see.
Oh, my God.
Richie!
Honestly, I would love to see. I take it back. To see a Richie Valens hologram, I'm back in.
No, you really
wouldn't.
Oh,
you wouldn't
would.
See the I whole would. Thing. You wouldn't.
I would send out an Evite and say, come on, let's go.
Okay.
Say Richie Valens song.
I knew it.
And I would be into it. Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you this.
Yes.
It's him, the hologram,
uh-huh.
and Los Lobos doing La Bamba.
Doing the band stuff?
Then, then maybe you got it. Because then, but then it's the Dr. Dre thing.
Yeah,
then it's saying, oh, it's a bigger show. It's a novelty.
But you also need a backing band. And to have Los Lobos do that with a Richie Valens hologram.
Yeah. I
got
you
there. Oh, my God. You guys, let's make this happen. If you're in Los Lobos, give a call right now.
No, don't call it.
They're very busy.
We don't need members of Los Lobos calling.
They're very busy.
You guys, all the lines lit up.
No,
we got every member of Los Lobos calling. Guys.
Nope. Hold on. Nope. Oh, wait. Hold. Nope.
Yeah, they're all lit up.
I don't think they are.
That's cool.
Oh, he just called in. Here, go to. Can you go to line 3 for me? I think it's 3.
Yes.
Here he is.
Yeah. Richie!
Right, that's not. Hang up
that's
on
really
that guy.
Sad. By the way, I posted this over the weekend.
Oh,
this is so random.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Nope. Not him.
A bunch of people started sending me a news article that Bob, the real Bob, from the movie, his brother.
Okay.
Passed away.
That's sad.
And I was like, yeah, he sure did in 2018.
Right.
So there was this article that nobody was like, oh, should I check and see if that's recent? But then people were like, no, I just saw Esau Morales in whatever show. And I'm like, why would I be talking about Esau Morales when I'm talking about death? Why would I call Esau Morales Bob? That's so disrespectful not to call him his real name.
Too late. Trolls are in motion.
It was a lot, you guys. But Bob, the real Bob, he's a legend in Santa Cruz area. He passed away 2 years ago. So thank you for that update.
You don't need to see you.
No.
I love Bob so much.
Jens and I are just not involved.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Charles Martin. When's the last time you watched La Bamba?
Honestly,
it's been a while.
It's the Peaky Blinders of movies now. Because now I don't.
Now you won't.
I used to love it, but now I'm never going to watch it.
Okay, that's BS.
I'd rather.
You should watch La Bamba once a month.
Easily.
All right.
Easily.
We'll get right to that.
Rejected!
I saw it last weekend again.
Where do you watch it?
Not
on DVD?
My first. Not my last. It's a little Bob when he's taking the shot.
Hold on.
She tells him she's pregnant.
Do you watch it on DVD or do you watch it on...
I own it, and right. It is now on Netflix of like 3 weeks ago. So congratulations, everyone. I did that.
Got it.
I got it on Netflix for you.
This radio person is the whole problem.
Agreed. She really is. Happy birthday, Trevor Noah, Rihanna, Chelsea Peretti, and that's what's happening.
Mugs, where does the diet go today?
Today is the final taco. Thank you, Allie. It's going to be at 1155 East Ornstorp Avenue in Anaheim, the Del Taco there, from noon to 1. The first 50 people in line that show up will get a pair of free lift tickets to K-Rock Storm's Bear Mountain on February 29th. Featuring Lovely the Band. I will be there shoving my gullet and screaming Richie.
Can you shove your gullet?
I can. Okay. And then this is going to be playing in the background. Richie!
It's truly one of the saddest moments in cinema.
Richie!
He's a real guy that died.
Richie!
Kind of a hero, if you will. Kind of a big deal.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
What?
Richie! Richie!
You get it, Mom.
Richie! Richie!
Not my Richie!
Maroon 5?
What?
Maroon 5?
What?
I'm going to assume that that's what's happening.
Yeah, no one's listening. That's what's happening.
Oh, did I not say it?
A 5 p.m. commercial-free hour. Tomorrow morning we have Joe and Mer from the Impractical Jokers. Yeah. They have a movie in theaters. We have The Movie Man tomorrow. We have That's My Jam and Keep It 100 because it's Friday. And we have more tickets for you to see Incubus with 311 tomorrow morning.